Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat about the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Series with Adam Fenwick. Then we'll speak vintage racing programs with Weese's Pieces, Ross Weese. And we'll have a conversation with Dirt Vision's World of Outlaws late model pit reporter, Ashton Smythe. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Florida at Volusia. Tyler Courtney, Brady Bacon, Tristan Chamberlain, Ricky Thornton Jr., Kenny Wallace, Trev Jacoby, and others all gaining those valuable Gator trophies. Congrats to them. Brody Wake, a winner at the Power Eye Series Go in Arizona. Need More Speedway in Georgia. Brandon Overton and Diesel Jones getting the checkers. Jason Treschel and Philip Young, Legends winners at Echo Park. New Jersey at Atlantic City, the indoor. Trevor Catalano and Briggs Danner taking home big wins. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline from the NASCAR regional editorial staff to tell us about the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Series. The series kicks off this weekend down in Florida. Take a little bit of a pause, be back in March, starting at Martinsville, and then an awesome-looking racing schedule. Adam Fenwick on the ProFabrication.com hotline. I'm looking, I mean, there's just some wonderful places. Where are some of the spots that the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour will be going to for 2026?
Lenny, I'm so glad you asked. We're going to be hitting some really cool tracks this year. Thompson Speedway up in Connecticut, we're going to be visiting three times, including for the finale. That's the first time we'll go there for the finale since 2020. Oxford Plains up in Maine, we'll be going there for the first time since 1991. And, of course, the return of Stafford Speedway. We'll be visiting that racetrack for the first time since 2021. I think there's going to be a lot of people that are very happy to be going back to Stafford.
Oh, man, wherever those ground pounders go, it'll certainly be exciting in Stafford, definitely with the history that they've had in the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Series and Modified Series throughout the decades. And we're chatting pretty much all things NASCAR Wheel and Modified Series with Adam Fenwick from the NASCAR regional editorial staff. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. The ProFab hotline brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets available at ProFabrication.com. So we know where they're going. Who are some of the drivers of the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Series this season?
We've got so many commitments for a full season schedule this year. It's kind of wild. Matt Hirschman is committed to running the whole schedule with the PD Motorsports team. Patrick Emmerling's committed. Craig Lutz. Tyler Ripkema will be in the old blue number three for the Bowler family. Kyle Bonsignor is going to be on the schedule. We've got two members of the Catalanos. It's a crazy group of drivers who we're going to have this year.
Crazy group of drivers, but all of those guys get up on the wheel and make it exciting. And we're chatting with Adam Fenwick about the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Series on the ProFab hotline. But how about some past champions? We got anybody that's already climbed to the top of the mountain that'll be coming back to do it again?
Yes, sir. Austin Beers, our reigning and defending champion, will be back again. He's also going to be joined by Justin Bonsignor. He's a four-time champion of the series. We've also got the returning Ron Silk, who's back with the series after a year away, and John McKennedy, who won the championship in 2022.
Wow, that is a stout group of drivers. They've got racetracks, got all kinds of exciting things happening in the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Series, and we're chatting with NASCAR regional editorial staff member Adam Fenwick about all things NWMS, NASCAR Wheel and Modified Series. Easy for me to say, not to read the letters, but Adam's definitely got it all going, and you know, got some bonuses for the guys this season. How about some new money coming into the series for different awards? What's up?
Yes, sir. So I don't know if you've heard, American Racer is actually signed on as the new tire supplier for the series. Part of that, they're going to be sponsoring a couple of awards. They're going to be sponsoring the American Racer Pull Award. They'll also be supporting the American Racer Hard Charger Award this year for the driver who advances the most positions throughout each race.
And that's going to be fun. Billy Rebar from Jennerstown Speedway Days, Motor Mountain Masters, going to be shepherding that program. So looking forward to seeing him in those victory lane shots with those awards that you were chatting with us about. Adam Fenwick on the ProFabrication.com hotline, NASCAR regional editorial staff, chatting NASCAR Wheel and Modified Series. And, you know, you got veterans, you got champions. How about some young up-and-comers that are going to be on the tour this season?
We got some great rookies joining the series this year. Chief among them is Mike Christopher Jr., who some folks might recognize from college Race for the Seat program. He's going to be a full-time competitor on the series this year. Pauly Hartwig III, who a lot of the Southern folks are familiar with, he's committed to the full schedule. So is Teddy Hodgkin, who is from Connecticut. He's going to be joining us for the full schedule for the first time.
Man, I know the Legends drivers remember Teddy from back when he would run some of the summer shootout at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And, of course, the other two, man, that is going to be a trio of young up-and-coming racers to keep your eyes on the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Series in 2026. But the guy that will be keeping the eye on all of those drivers that you're speaking about all those tracks, has changed, and now you have a new one. Adam Fenwick from the NASCAR Regional Editorial Staff, who is the new guy on top at the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Series as far as officials?
That would be Gary Putnam. Listeners might recognize the name Gary Putnam. He is a former competitor with the series, made about 34 career modified tour starts, also some stuff down here in the Southern Mod Tour. But he's worked in the NASCAR garages for nearly 30 years. He worked with guys like Bill Elliott, John Andretti, Jamie McMurray. So he is putting his driving helmet away, and he's putting on the headset to call and direct the series, and hopefully with his leadership, we're going to continue to grow.
Oh, yes, indeed. Gary Putnam, a competitor, a guy that has seen the sport from many different angles, and now will be keeping a watchful eye on the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Series. And we're chatting on the ProFabrication.com hotline with the sounds from NASCAR regional editorial staff member Adam Fenwick. When fans are looking for information, maybe to get to buy tickets and such, follow drivers and all, where are some of the sites that NASCAR, you know, points them at on social media and on the World Wide Web?
Well, you can visit us at www.nascar.com/regional. That is the home for all things regional. That includes our weekly program as well as ARCA and other series. And you can find us on all social media platforms. This is Facebook, X, etc. At NASCAR Regional.
Thank you, Adam Fenwick, for joining us. Chat about all things NASCAR Wheel and Modified Series on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit HuntBrothersPizza.com.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Let's climb in the cockpit.
Drag him up.
Pull those belts tight one more time. Grab the wheel and hold on as we prepare to take the green flag on a new year in the NASCAR universe.
The next chapter of American stock car auto racing is being etched as we speak, with new twists and turns.
White flag in the air for Denny Hamlin as he tries to call his shot to the championship round.
With near misses and fender-bending crashes.
Fire just seemed like it built way faster, and yeah, I could hardly see.
All paired with the thrill of victory.
I never in a million years thought that I'd be getting my first Bristol win on a tire fiasco.
And the agony of defeat.
Yeah, obviously really wanted that one. You can only ask for shots.
We will be your daily dose of NASCAR's top stories.
And the latest from the garage.
Yeah, we want to win races and contend for championships.
And giving you our opinions and hot takes on the current state of the sport. Tune in weekdays for more of PRN's Garage Pass.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline. When they say get with the program, well, we're going to talk to a man that knows with what we speak. From WeesesPieces.com on the internet, Ross Weese. Hey, Ross, welcome back to the show. I remember we chatted a few years back when this first started, but saw that, you know, kind of a relaunch. Help the listeners that don't know and the ones that maybe have, drifted a bit. What is Weese's Pieces?
It's kind of a little passion of mine, Lenny. You know, thank you for having me on the show here again to talk about it. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of vintage motorsports event programs. I've built up my own personal collection of them over the years, but you know, they stack up in closets and in plastic totes and attics, and you know, they take up a lot of physical space and really can't do the greater population any good in that form. So this initially started again several years ago, digitized all these programs, made them available online at the website, and you know, then hosting costs kind of got outrageous and some things kind of got out of my budget price wise because this isn't anything I do for any kind of paycheck or profit generation for myself. I do it because I just really enjoyed the history of the sport presented in this form.
And he does. So, Ross, let me just tell him, Ross Weese is joining us on the profabrication.com hotline, the curator, inventor, you know, godfather of whatever you want, a grand poobah of Weese's Pieces Vintage Program Archive. If you like to look at the sport from, you know, just all kinds of angles, these programs were all tenderly made with love by communications departments in different tracks all across the racing years and platforms. And Ross has digitized them to go on this Weese's Pieces Vintage Program Archive site that is no charge. You can go there and check out what he's got. You were talking about a couple of years back. What was actually the launch point? Did you want to look something up and couldn't find it? What was that moment that said, hey, Ross, got to start Weese's Pieces?
I really can't point to any one specific problem. I just remember, I'm sure I had a conversation with somebody at some random racetrack about it at some point. And, you know, it took a lot of research over finding the right kind of scanner to do everything properly. And, that early version of the site was just kind of really hard to navigate, and folks really couldn't get a full grasp for what's there. And so this new kind of rebirth of the website after it's been dormant for about a year and a half, everything's tagged and categorized, and you can go in and look by series and see what's there. And it's a lot stronger website than it was in its first form.
Weese'sPieces.com, Weese's Pieces Vintage Racing Program Archive on the internet, free of charge. Some great stuff there. And as Ross Weese, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, said, it's all updated and got a lot easier way to navigate. Ross is joining us on the profabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets, available at profabrication.com. So, Ross, about how many programs overall have you done? What's the oldest and what one's the most rare?
As of our conversation here, Lenny, I think I'm sitting at 437 individual programs available on the website. As for the oldest, that would be a couple of programs from the mid 1930s, from some AAA sanctioned racing at the Legion Ascot Speedway out in California. As for the most rare, I don't know that I could pinpoint. Probably some of those ones from the 30s, honestly, would probably hit the rarity button as well.
Is there a trend? How have programs changed over the years, within the collection that you have?
I mean, I think you can just kind of, I don't know about any trends I can point out, but just, you know, has how quality improved as, you know, technology improved, but then, you know, you kind of see they kind of start falling back off a little bit just because everything's gone digital. A lot of places don't do a just nice quality paper program at a lot of events anymore. And that's really what kind of draws me to these things now, is to be able to look back how motorsports was in the 30s, the 50s, the 70s, the 90s. You know, it's a really cool one day snapshot you can hold in your hand of what the sport looked like in that place on that day at that time.
And now you can hold it at the drop of a key on your keyboard or however you get to the internet. Weese's Pieces, vintage program archive of motorsports programs. We're chatting on the profabrication.com hotline with Ross Weese himself, the guy that has made it and made it a labor of love that we all get to love and enjoy anytime we click on Weese'sPieces.com to be able to find some of these great programs and such. Ross, when you go, what is the maybe the one or two programs that you like, man, look at that picture, look at that story. What are one or two that you always tell folks about that is in this collection that is already on Weese'sPieces.com?
I've got a very comprehensive collection of Chili Bowl programs dating back to like the second era running of the Chili Bowl. I have a very broad collection of like the yearly seasonal programs for the World of Outlaws Sprint Car Series dating back to 1978, 79. A lot of really great stuff like that.
What would Weese's Pieces be looking for if you could put a shout out, and I'm asking you to do it? What do you want the fans to get in contact with you? And maybe if they've got one of these programs, what are you looking for?
That's really hard to pinpoint anything specific. The older the better, obviously, because I've had some folks reach out that's like, hey, I've got some that are digitized already. Can I give you the file and put it on the website? So of course, absolutely. That'd be great. Had that conversation with a gentleman just last night as we're sitting here recording this interview today. So, gotta be a little careful how many I have shipped to my front door. My wife kind of rolls her eyes a little harder every time the stack of programs in my office at the house grows taller. So I kind of got to slow roll that, how I bring them in, well, get in the house.
Well, Ross, however you do it, keep putting them on Weese'sPieces.com and appreciate the efforts and the labor of love that you do to keep Weese's Pieces and those vintage racing programs in your archive alive. Thank you for taking the time to join us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
This isn't just race day. It's one big Texas-sized weekend. Big time action on the track, big sounds from the stage, big flavors that only Austin can deliver, and big memories with your crew. At Circuit of the Americas, NASCAR goes all out, all weekend. Don't just watch the action, get right in the middle of it. NASCAR at COTA, February 27th through March 1st. Get tickets at NASCARatCOTA.com.
Hi, this is PRN's Andrew Curlin. Weekends are the time to get stuff done. And when you're on the go, make sure you take advantage of the PRN mobile app. You can catch myself from the pits or the turns covering the action alongside our incredibly talented PRN crew. So you can listen to us from anywhere, at home, on the road, or even at the racetrack. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store or on Google Play.
There's more At The Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When NASCAR hits Dover Motor Speedway, get ready for all-star intensity at the Monster Mile, May 15th through 17th. See the sport's biggest names battle it out. It's more than a race, concerts, autograph sessions, tailgates, and nonstop action all weekend long. Experience NASCAR the way it's meant to be, live and in person at Dover. Get your tickets now at DoverMotorSpeedway.com. That's DoverMotorSpeedway.com.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
The World of Outlaws World Finals coming in November the 5th through the 7th at the Dirt Track at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Get your tickets now at charlottemotorspeedway.com. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. And speaking of the World of Outlaws, let's check in on the profabrication.com hotline and welcome Dirt Vision's World of Outlaws late model pit reporter, Ashton Smythe. Hey, Ashton, well, great to have you joining us on there. Enjoyed watching the work progressed throughout year number one. And, you know, as you go into the second year at pretty much any job, somewhere along the line in year one, you kind of figure out how to do it, whether it's, you know, somebody worth working at, you know, whether it's a bakery or a car dealership or wherever. That first year is always so much learning and such. And then all of a sudden, one day, the light goes on and you've got it. You kind of feel like, at least I'm here. But, you know, remembering back to last season with the World of Outlaws Late Models, what did you have that moment, and when did that happen?
Yeah, for sure. It was definitely a new challenge for me. I think my biggest thing was just learning dirt racing as a whole, because I come from pavement growing up. Seeing late models on dirt for the first time was actually Farmer City 2024. And then I announced my first dirt late model race later that season. But I think it really clicked for me at Cedar Lake USA Nationals this past year. That was like, okay, I got this. It was the first time I kind of took the chance to do a hit about, you know, chassis swaps and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, you know, maybe I have this dirt thing figured out. And I found where the bathroom is and who these guys are and how the tires work, and slowly but surely figured it out.
Oh, and she has. It's great to watch. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Dirt Vision's World of Outlaws late model pit reporter, Ashton Smythe, joining us. And Dirt Vision has so much coverage. They'll be on next week throughout and the entire season. You got to get yourself a Dirt Vision subscription. It is one of the treasured items for anybody that loves great content and racing all throughout the year. But Ashton, throughout that season, a lot of new places, a lot of new happenings, a lot of new things. If you could crystallize last year's season into one moment, what's the one that, you know, whether it was even on the way to a race, that really you remember about 2025 in your first year as World of Outlaws late model pit reporter?
The thing that stands out to me the most is Raceway 7. That weekend as a whole was a lot of special moments. Not only was it my birthday, one of my first weekends on the road, but also Tim McCready returning to Victory Lane for the first time with the Outlaws in a few years, and also on the anniversary of his father's passing. And coming into Dirt Late Models, Tim McCready was one of those drivers that I knew of beforehand, so being able to be part of that Victory Lane and that race as a whole was definitely something really cool, and honestly probably my top moment from the 2025 season.
A great moment indeed in the World of Outlaws late model series. And we're chatting with Dirt Vision's World of Outlaws late model pit reporter Ashton Smythe on the ProFabrication.com hotline, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum performance and seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So, you were mentioning about the pavement part of your background and such. How did the announcing bug hit you? Where'd you get your start?
Hickory Motor Speedway. So I applied to work there in 2023 to do their social media and stuff, and showed up on the first day. And after talking to owner promoters and all the higher ups of the racetrack, they were like, hey, you know, you're kind of good at this talking thing. Why don't we give you a microphone? They gave me a microphone and I started pit reporting there. And then the rest is history. And here I am now in 2026. And it's been my full-time job now for 2 years. It's always something I've wanted to do, but never knew how to get into it. So kind of by chance, but it worked out for me.
Well, it worked out for all of us. Ashton Smythe, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. We appreciate her work and respect what she does as Dirt Vision's World of Outlaws late model pit reporter. And she's chatting with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. You had mentioned, you know, some of the drivers that you're experiencing now, but, you know, the younger pavement, Ashton Smythe, who were her favorite drivers?
Yeah, so growing up, I was always the biggest Tony Stewart fan. My uncle was the one who got me into racing, and he always loved Tony Stewart. So I remember growing up watching him in the Home Depot car and always rooting for him. And at my first Little 500, I actually got to meet him, which the Little 500 is one of my favorite events. So kind of a full circle moment for me, but big Tony Stewart fan growing up.
Well, you know, he's pretty good on dirt tracks when he gets out there. So I think you did well, pavement and dirt and drag racing and everything else Smoke does. We're chatting on the ProFab Hotline with Dirt Vision's World of Outlaws late model pit reporter Ashton Smythe about her and about the work she does and all kinds of stuff. You know, track's new to the season this year. You're going to be going down to beautiful Hendry County Speedway as one of them. What are some of the dots and dashes along the tour that you're looking forward to either returning to or going to?
Yeah, the first one on my list that I'm really excited to go back to is Farmer City Raceway for the Illini 100. Always put on an absolute barn burner of a show there. And then the following weekend, we go to Talladega, a racetrack I've never been to before, but heard nothing but great things. And then Cedar Lake is a really special place to me. Like I said, love that racetrack. Absolutely races incredible. And then headed back to Boot Hill Speedway at the end of the year, another place that I really look forward to going. Absolutely incredible racing, great hospitality by everyone down there. And yeah, lots of great races on the schedule, and kicking off again with Volusia in just a few weeks, new dirt this year, and it's been treating us very, very well. So excited for 6 days of racing there.
Yeah, can't wait to see the World of Outlaws late models on Volusia coming up. And we're chatting on the ProFabrication.com hotline with Dirt Vision's World of Outlaws late model pit reporter Ashton Smythe about her career to this point and all the fun things that the Dirt Vision and World of Outlaws late models and Ashton will be doing for 2026. Where can folks get a subscription to be able to follow this tour, to watch what you do, to be able to keep tuned in?
Yeah, dirtvision.com. You can get an annual subscription, or as well as a monthly subscription to watch all of our shows. We have a whole bunch of other properties and series as well, including our sister series, The World of Outlaw Sprint Cars, as well as all of our social medias. Most of them are Woo Late Models, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, as well as my personal social medias, Ashton Smythe. I keep up with everything late model racing throughout the season on my personal stuff as well.
Wow, she sure does. Follow her, keep up with her, and check her out and all the great work she does keeping up with all of the World of Outlaws late models as the series Dirt Vision's pit reporter for the World of Outlaws late models, Ashton Smythe. Ashton, thank you for taking the time to join us. Safe travels back and forth to all those great races. We'll be tuning in. Thank you for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal and is so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name Z-Max for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network. Here's Paul Doschel of Toyota.
Radio fills a much-needed void in our marketing program. Being able to have our commercial spots and the relationship that we have with PRN, where they talk about our vehicles as Camrys and Supras.
The Toyota GR Supra makes that hard left turn onto pit road.
As pace car at the night touch. So for us, it's really the coming together of a 360-degree approach.
NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. What a next couple of weeks in Florida. Racing going on, the World of Outlaws, the Lucas Series, USAC, and the Legends, and more and more and more. Follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media, powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.